Bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Bevel Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Talked a lot about national politics. I want to turn to state politics, a very disturbing event in Madison, right where, Luke, you're sitting. They have found forever chemicals in the Madison Lakes and the O'Hara River. They found forever chemicals in Lake Monona, Lake Mendota, Lake Wingra, and the O'Hara River. This is in Madison. Hey, and do any of you over there care? What are you going to do about it? You know, I'm getting, here's what happened was, there was a bill put in to regulate them more strictly and to lower the acceptable level of them. And of course, the Republican caucus killed it because their donors wanted it killed. So everybody in Madison and Milwaukee think, well, you don't only have to worry about forever chemicals in Marinette and Green Bay and Kewaunee in that area. Well, no, wrong. That's not true. Right where you are, take a good look out the window if you're nearby any of these. Lake Mendota, Lake Monona, Lake Wingra, O'Hara River, and several other lakes all have forever chemicals. What is the Democratic delegation over there doing? What is the mayor over there doing? Where's the outrage? Where's some action? Let me tell you something. The Republican Party nationwide is going full frontal QAnon. We're in the fight of our lives. In the state of Wisconsin, they are policy mules for a donor cartel, a donor occupation group. That's all they are. That's all they are. The Republicans, all they are. All they do is be obedient. That's all they are. I get it. Where is the outrage? Where is the action? Where's the action from our statewide Democrats? One of the problems, quite frankly, with gerrymandering is you get very, very bad Republicans in there who are just compliant to donors and subservient because they don't want to be primary. But there's an equal reaction on the other side where you get people who are terrified of being primaried on the Democratic side, and they spend their time simply being professional, perpetual victims and being woke. And what you have is people will sit by and say nothing as people go up State Street, burn State Street, tear down Lady Forward, tear down an abolitionist general statue, and threaten Abe Lincoln statue. Where's the outrage? Nobody says anything. And we do have outrage about the strangling of George Floyd. We have outrage at the shooting of Jacob Blake. You've heard more of it on this show, on my show, more of it than anybody in the Democratic Party in Dane County or in Madison. You are obsessed with identity politics and being perpetual victims. And yes, several of you spoke out. I read the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel the day that this happened yesterday. And they were very, very weak and oblique kinds of statements. We must not have forever chemicals in the water. Really? No kidding. No kidding. We must not. What are you going to do about it? What are you? Let me tell you something. There was a time in Madison. When Paul Soglin would have done something about it, one of the great mayors in Madison's history, probably the greatest. There was a time when Midge Miller would have done something about it. There was a time when Pat Lucy would have done something about it, and there was a time when Bill Proxmire would have done something about it. And now what we have is professional perpetual victims in an identity politics cult that just mouths pieties and doesn't do a damned thing. I'm talking Madison now. I spent 3 years in Madison, in the law school. Loved it. It's a great town. Lived on Brearley Street, almost on the corner of Williamson. Great, great area. Great area. Great people. Like Paisans quite a bit. Like the bookstore, browsing through it. Bascom Hill. It's a great town. Do something. Why don't you elect some people who do more than mouth pieties and are compliant with woke doctrine, okay? Do something so we at least get chemicals out of Lake Mendota, Lake Monona, Lake Wingra, and O'Hara River. Take a good look at what you've elected. You've elected them because they're immutable characteristics. They're protestations of victimhood, perpetual victimhood, and identity politics, cult-like behavior. There are forever chemicals over there. Where are the lawsuits? Where is the talking? Where is this kind of talking? It's not there. You better put somebody in office over there who gets with this program and gets forever chemicals and gets them cleaned up. And the people who put them in should pay for cleaning them up. It's not just Marinette. It's not just Kewaunee. It's not just Green Bay. Okay, now, there is one piece, I think, of good news, if there is such a thing, that's being a murmur of potential good news. I can't believe I'm saying this, a murmur of potential good news. And that should make me happy. That should make me happy. It's snowing like crazy over here, and that should make me happy. Well, it makes me a little bit happy. And here's what this a little bit of good news. There is a movement in the legislature, including with Republicans, because without the Republicans, it wouldn't happen, including Republicans, to permit the expungement of certain criminal records of nonviolent offenders who are older than the age of 25. Right now, the law says that you can expunge, under the right circumstances, nonviolent offenders who are under the age of 25. Okay. Well, now you can expunge them if they're older than 25. Why should people who had repeated marijuana possession or that kind of thing be in jail at all? I'm going to propose something. You listen to it real good, and especially you who are prosecutors out there. I think that when a judge sentences anybody, that judge should put in a financial impact statement on the state treasury. Everybody, you know, they want to be tough on crime and get to the Supreme Court. They go, all right, you get 40 years for that. Well, you know what that means? That's free health care for 40 years. And it used to be 25 grand a year. Now it's closer to 35 or 40 grand a year for room, board, and no tuition. Okay. All right. Let's say it's 25 grand a year. 40 years is a million. They should be required to write, I am sentencing him to 40 years. And the taxpayers of Wisconsin to give him free medical care and pay $1 million for that. Now, if it's a murder, if it's something, you'll get life maybe. Yes. If it's nonviolent, you know, in Europe, they give very short sentences, especially for nonviolent crimes. Why? Because the stigma of a felony conviction is usually sufficient to put people on the straight and narrow who can be put on the straight and narrow. And if they can't be put on the straight and narrow, then and they're typically the violent people, you keep them in. But this is a very good development. And it sounds to me like there are a couple of Republicans who have a conscience. I didn't know who they were. I'm very pleased to see it. And I forget what district they were. But maybe it's the money. But that is being bandied about. I think it's a very good idea. That could be bipartisan. That could be bipartisan. And what it could very well be is that I don't care if you're 55 years old, if you're 70 years old, nonviolent, and you're in for 10 years and it should have been 2 or 1.5, get them out. You can, there are a lot of technical terms. I'm not going to get into them all. Expungement, commutation, pardon. I don't want to get into all that. What I'm saying is get them out of jail. Get them out of jail. My sister and her husband have a small roofing supply company, and there is a program in Milwaukee to hire ex-cons. And what it is they say to companies, we'll screen them. We're not going to send you violent people or people that you can be afraid of, but they can't get work because they're felons, basically. People aren't supposed to discriminate against felons. They do. And so what you do is, if you hire them for 6 months, we will pay the wages. Milwaukee will pay the wages, $9 an hour. $9 an hour, it's better than nothing. And they learn a trade and a skill. And then at the end of 6 months, you have the right to say, I don't want them anymore, or I will keep them and pay them myself. And you know something? My sister and brother-in-law's company has about 30 employees. Half of them are ex-cons, and they've kept almost all of them, all but one. And I said to her, why? You know, it seems to me, you know, you're an honest person, but other people might say, why don't I just have the Milwaukee keep paying my payroll? You know, in other words, I'll do it for 6 months, get rid of them, get 6 months. She said, no, Matt, you don't understand. You're not a businessman. You're a lawyer. A businessman knows that it takes a while to get people trained to do the job. People just starting out are not making you money. You have to train them. If you have people who can be trained, they're gold. You cannot get rid of them. You're out of your mind. And I had not realized that. And I think it's a very good point. And so what they do is half their people are ex-cons and they love it. They love the job because they're not going to get a job anywhere else. Hey, Dane County, you talk a lot over there, a lot about social justice. Put that in Dane County. And if you already have, I apologize, but I don't know that you have. Put it in. Instead of giving $5 million here and $5 million there, put in hiring ex-cons. Madison pays, Dane County pays, $9 an hour for 6 months. Screen them, no violence, no funny stuff. But these are people who have learned their lesson and they can't find work because they are felons. Get them back in, integrate them in society. That's what you should do. That is my recommendation. That and a buck will get you on the bus. I know that, but just if I throw that issue out, somebody should pay some attention to that because it's a very, very good program. And one of the heartbreaking things is my sister and brother-in-law's company are frequently in the paper because this is a nice program and the paper wants to promote it. Every time they're in the paper, the next day they go to work, they get there at 6 a.m, there's a line at the door, 7 or 8 guys. And they say, I hear you hire ex-cons. And they say, we do. They have to be screened by the city and accepted in the program. Here's the number to call. They thank them and they call. Now think about that. There's a lot of people out there who want to work. I'm tired of Republicans who say that some people want to work. Everybody wants to work. But they get discriminated against. They get discouraged. They get insulted. They get people in the Republican caucus shooting their mouth off and making quasi-racial statements about it. I'm tired of that. What you get with a gerrymandered Republican caucus. Really bad news. They're all bad news. Except for the few of them that came up with the idea of expunging people over the age of 25 for nonviolent crime. But consider this. Consider this in Madison. It's a very, very good program. And do something about the chemicals. You know, I used to, you know, we'd water ski on Lake Mendota. You know, I liked the water over there, the isthmus. And for the love of Pete, Forever Chemicals in Lake Mendota, Lake Wingra, Lake Monona, the Hara River, and other lakes. Hey, get with the program. Let's see some litigation. Let's see some political leaders for a change say something over there and say it strongly like we're saying it now. We're going to the break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.